All right, and for part three of our conversation with the Front Range fellas, this is the Emma Watson Search Party, a true story. Please enjoy, and the closing remarks at the end. We hope to talk to you soon. Have fun. Well, here's an interesting thing, right? And this is crazy. And I'm sure I've probably touched on this before, but when I was at Boston College, I got there junior year, right? So this is 2000 for me, 13, right? The Harry Potter had peaked, climaxed about 09, 2010, I think last movies, right? So it's still quite relevant. And Emma Watson, obviously, they were all sort of becoming adults, and talk was, where are they going to go? What are they going to do for their next project, right? So she was going to Brown University for a while, which is exciting. So now I was like, oh, cool. I'll be on the East Coast, you know, at least close to her, you know, a few cities away, right? I mean, she's in Rhode Island. And isn't that where Brown University is?
I think so. Providence, isn't
it? Yeah, yeah, that's what I think. Yeah. I think so.
Could be wrong. Zach.
It's not in Connecticut. Yeah. Anyway, so I knew she was close, right? I was excited because we were both in New England.
Right.
You know what I mean? So yeah. I'm in Boston.
A short train away.
Yeah, because
people on the East Coast, that's how they get. Like, I'm going to take the train.
Yeah, you hop on the train. Yeah. Yeah, it's a bit more like Europe.
Yeah.
So anyway, believe it or not, I get to BC and I hear someone tells me, and I almost pass out when they told me, they were like, Emma Watson's on campus tonight.
Oh boy.
And I'm like, what do you mean on campus? And then they're like, well, we don't know where she is, but we heard on Twitter that she's on campus.
Right.
So we come to find out that this guy that went to Boston College, just an average Joe, right? I don't think his name was Joe, but his name was, I don't know, Adam or something like that, right? Average guy goes to study abroad at Oxford University.
Yeah.
Okay? Comes to find out that Emma Watson is also studying abroad at Oxford University. And somehow, serendipitously, he meets her, either in a class or something, at Oxford University, and they start dating from that point forward.
No kidding.
And he comes back to Boston College dating Emma Watson.
You knew this guy?
No, I wanted to. Oh. So bad. So.
It was an angle.
It was an angle. I thought, that's my in.
Yeah.
So we tried to get him on our flag football team. It didn't work. And so then we found out that she was on campus now and then, you know, visiting and such, right? So a handful of us would kind of, you know, go socializing out in the neighborhoods. But really what we were doing is just looking for Emma Watson. Like, we would just hit all of these houses, dude. I would go sweep. I go through a house and we would basically secure the house room by room.
Yeah.
And I would come out and be like,
full operation.
It's clear. There's no Emma. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're on. Yeah. So we were just sweeping, doing, you know, kind of a Navy SEAL style manhunt.
Yeah.
That would be the best way, or Emma hunt. And
Emma Hunt.
Yeah, we looked hard, dude. It took months, but we never found her, and we never really met the guy either.
Did
you never found him?
No, this guy was. I mean, he kept it on lock, dude.
So you think? Do you think it was an urban legend, or you think this
That's
guy
a
was
great
really,
question, man.
Was really walking around?
No, I think. I mean, I all of the tabloids that I read said that Emma Watson was they were dating. These are not reputable sources.
No.
These
but
are
it's
like,
hope. It's hope.
I think it was TMZ and all of this. It was hope.
It was hope.
I mean, it was, I would hit the refresh button every night.
Sure.
I had a Google search alert set for this.
Oh.
You know, just to see.
Oh, that's a little much.
Might be a bit too much.
No. I don't think I did. I think I just, you know, I was paying attention to what was going on.
Right.
You got to know what's in your neighborhood.
So what would you have done if you met her?
All I was interested in doing, this is serious, all I wanted to do is get a picture with her where I would ask her just to play the part for a second, and she would
hold a wand. She'd bring a wand there.
No. I wanted her to
Gryffindor outfit.
Here, I brought this costume for you if you could slip this on.
You're wearing your robe from the Hyatt Regency there in Boston.
Harry Potter 4, not
all
3.
All I wanted, it was very simple. I wanted to have a picture where she would have her hands kind of like, you know, on her hips, like in a frustrated look, looking over next to me, you know, and just looking angry. And then I'd be standing there kind of shrugging.
Yeah.
You know,
like, why have you been stalking me for four
days? No. I'd be shrugging like, whoops. And then the caption would read, it's Leviosa. At the bottom. And then, you know.
You really had this idea nailed down.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'd been thinking about it since I was 8.
Do you still think about it?
I mean, she's not around, so no. It's less relevant. Yeah.
Back in England?
Yeah, she's around. I mean, she's in LA from time to time, and who knows, you know, haven't checked lately. last few days, but no. I mean,
sounds healthy.
It would have been one of those cool experiences, I think, you know, to meet your hero.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah. Starstruck. You would have been a little starstruck.
Well, I think I
was envisioning like an award. You know when you got an award and you have like one hand on the award and you're shaking with the other. I was envisioning a picture.
No, dude. I think that's the cool thing is I know I would handle myself well and I would make her laugh with the suggestion.
Yeah.
Instead of being all, you know, crazy and goofy, right?
Yeah.
I think I would have been able to be like, hey, people probably don't ask you this, but will you look really angry in this picture at me? And I'm going to look like I just really screwed up. And that's the kind of photo that, A, the celebrity remembers. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's the one you get framed on your wall.
Because
it's not just like a little, you know, hey, we took a photo together. It's like, look at this thing. That's the kind of stuff that goes viral, man. That's how you get heard.
Yeah.
That's how you get known.
That's how you pump content.
Yeah. That's how you expand your brand.
Yeah.
Get those double likes.
I was always trying to move the brand.
Yeah. I would have given you a like or a poke.
Yeah. I hope I would have gotten a lot of pokes. I had Emma in a picture.
Maybe you should poke Emma Watson, see what happens.
Yeah.
Oh, no. She's out. She's off social.
Really?
Dormant.
So you're at LinkedIn even?
Oh, I haven't checked LinkedIn. I really doubt she's trying to link with anybody.
You could endorse one of her skills or something. Yeah.
Yeah. No, she's off, man. She's, I think, you know, those folks, you know, I've followed Daniel Radcliffe too. And I think that a lot of it got to them. It'd be terrible. And it was just really
people are cracking anxiety jokes all
and therapy.
The time.
And yeah, I mean, you just can't go anywhere. Emma Watson said she would put on a disguise to, you know, to not be seen.
COVID's probably been good for celebrities.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but no matter what she does with the remainder of her career, she'll always be Hermione, you know?
That's true.
That's all anyone will ever see. It's They'll hard see her to, in another
well,
film and say that's Hermione.
Yeah, but if of the three, if there's anyone that has really kind of gotten out of their previous roles a bit and kind of pushed themselves to do new stuff, it's Emma.
I thought it would have been Ron Weasley.
No.
Has he been in any?
God knows Rupert. Where he is.
No, Rupert. He just had a kid. He's married, has a kid.
You're like an avid. Yeah. Is there a phrase for big followers of Harry Potter? You know,
it's like probably a Potterhead like or something.
Nerds.
Like groupies, like spell something. I don't know.
Dude, I just love the performers. You know, I love that culture.
Yeah,
yeah, I love Harry Potter, but I love just you know the actors that you grew up with. You know, that you feel like you know them.
Yeah,
you know, like where are they? What are they doing now? What's important to them?
Yeah,
Denzel Washington.
Yeah, Tom
Hanks. She married?
Yeah,
you know,
is she married?
No, I think she's engaged though
to the guy from Boston.
No, absolutely not.
He's still trying to get in touch.
No, we wouldn't. None of us would let that happen.
Yeah,
yeah. No, actually, I think she. Yeah, they broke up shortly after that.
Well, it probably had something to do with that.
Yeah, maybe it was.
This guy's friends were like, hey, this group of guys been clearing houses on my street.
Yeah, Emma's like, we're gonna get assassinated.
Yeah. I mean.
So. Yeah. Anyway, that's too bad. But yeah, that was where were we exactly?
we were
talking about VHSs and DVDs.
Yeah,
and
then
such,
we ventured back again to Emma. But
Yeah, that's tense.
So Emma, if you hear this, I know you don't have social media, but give you Thomas's AOL account.
An AIM messenger.
Yeah, get a little AIM message. Poke, perhaps.
Yeah, give me a poke. I'm all over the social media. So just poke me on Facebook, thomas.harple.
What's your screen time?
Screen time?
Yeah, I mean, I know you're a big Instagram guy.
No, I delete it during the day.
And then you re-download at night?
Yeah, I download at night.
That's
just
pretty
to post
labor intensive, yeah.
Can't you lock it? I think you can lock it.
I do that. I set the 30-minute per day limit, you know? At 30 minutes, little glass comes up and says, you've
reached
your limit. Mm-hmm. Can't
That's
get
cool.
On it
That's cool.
And then you can always ignore the limit.
Like a parent controls or something?
It's under, security.
Well, you can,
I have that up for porn, but.
Well, it's the same principles.
Okay.
They're both
very powerful.
And you can always ignore it for one more minute or 15 minutes or remainder of the day if you need to. You know, if you're really, really needing some time, whether for porn or for Instagram. Yeah. You know, you can jump back in.
Got it. Okay. Well, cool. That's exciting. I will have to consider that. Well, this has been a heck of an episode. really appreciate you guys.
We kind of bounced around quite a bit.
Yeah, it was kind of quite a bit. Yeah. Some good topics there.
Learned a lot about Emma Watson.
Yeah. Emma Watson.
I've been thinking about her for a while, 2 decades.
Yeah, I've kind of been thinking about her since.
Yeah, you'll probably do a little Googling tonight, maybe a few bookmarks on the Instagram.
Oh, well, like she's you in said, my nobody page. Sees the bookmarks.
Nobody says a deep vault.
That's right.
For you to really keep things for yourself. Yeah. But it, you know what's weird is you start looking and then she pops up. She's like every 8 pictures on my Explore page.
That kind of scares me.
Yeah.
That does happen, though. The
algorithm's got me pegged.
Yeah.
If she ever released a product, all I would see are her ads.
Emma walking, Emma sitting.
Yeah. I got everything, man. Jeez, I'm not that crazy. It just thinks I am.
Yeah. What's your vision here before we wrap up of the podcast? I mean, what do you want to do? What's the number one thing you want to accomplish here?
Sure. Next? I mean, here we are on grounded with the Front Range Fellas and
finally
on the Harps Collective, right? The podcast is a free for all for me. It's a place where when I don't feel like making music, I can go tell stories or just talk to myself or talk to other people and interview people. I really want to start breaking down musicians, talking to musicians that I know, looking at music, I think will be a large center point for me. But creativity, entrepreneurial work, I might go over real estate stuff because I do a lot of real estate deals each year. So, I mean, you know, it's whatever I think interests me at the time. And we'll keep it relevant to some Denver things too, because we do pick up a pretty good organic audience. We had about 1,000 people tune in for Skiing Is Dead, our last episode, right? 1,000 unique listeners. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So we're now going to be sponsored here soon by Denver Data. And that's exciting too. So, you know, we have income coming in for the show to buy dinner.
Nice dinner.
We sit and chat and
more drinks.
Yeah. So I think that, you know, I'm going to keep outlining shows and we'll tell stories, or maybe I'll have some excerpts prepared. And I have some other, for our next show, I have some other discussion points I want to ask you guys about your opinion of things, relationships, marriages, all these kind of things, dynamics, you know, intimacy, those type of things. And we'll take questions from listeners too, as we start to get more feedback, more interaction, more marketing. You know, we'll go live, you know, on Instagram and bring in my Instagram audience to there. We'll probably have some good numbers and people interactive.
Man,
it's going to be awesome. Come.
What about our loyal, we can't end this without you talking about our loyal fans.
Oh, we have to shout out to Paul.
Yes.
Gio. I believe it's G-H-I-O. I believe that's a Gio. And he's a Denver resident that reached out, said he loves the podcast. Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Paul.
It's great for you. I appreciate you tuning in, man. That's awesome. There's folks out there that have just found the podcast and just enjoyed and reached out.
So yeah.
That's really great, man. We appreciate the support here as an independent operation.
Yeah.
This is made possible by viewers like you.
Yeah.
And DataView.
Denver Data. Yeah, please get it right
Denver
there.
Denver Data.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. So we'll have you guys back maybe in a few weeks or something like that.
For all your data analysis.
Yeah. And of course we'll run the proper ad, but
Tim's still pumping the advertisements.
He must have a separate engagement, but it's good. It's good to have you on and hope you guys continue strong.
It's good to be back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's keep it strong.
Let's keep it going.
The studio. We'll get live video.
Professional.
Live video is coming. And if you're in the audience, send me an email. It's thedenverthomas@gmail.com. thedenverthomas@gmail.com.
A free domain.
Reach out.
Or Sam23Mammoth.
That's
Sam23@, we believe, AOL.com.
It's not AOL. So just go ahead and shoot them out to all, and you might get a response.
All right, good. Get a hold of one of us. Instagram, thomas.harpole. Come find us. Come jump on the social medias and reach out and connect and let us know you're listening. We appreciate it. This isn't easy, but it's important. And it's not simple, but it's fun.
I like that.
Yeah.
Couldn't have put it better on myself.
Grounded with the Front Range Fellas. Thank you so much. Any last words, Tim?
I think you summed it up pretty well there.
Okay.
End it there. Good work as usual.
Hey, have a great night, everyone, and we will talk to you soon. Take care.
See you.